The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who need us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live on this 19th day of April, 2005, for the next 2 hours. And, well, it's anniversaries of anniversaries, folks. Oklahoma City bombing. World, well, let me just say it this way. I don't know what's going on up in Oklahoma City, but I just saw a clip of Charles Key. Now, this was the guy, and I know this for a fact, ladies and gentlemen, so don't call me up and accuse me of being, you know, whatever. No, I'm just going to shoot the straight stuff to you and let the chips fall where they may. Mr. Key, if you remember several years ago, had this 500-page report that was to be released. Now, this is why, they had Timothy McVeigh on ICE, and you remember the debacle that, well, not all the evidence was permitted in court, and you remember that for a couple of days. They were reviewing records madly to see if there was anything in there that was pertinent to the case of Timothy McVeigh. And this Keyes had his 500-page report ready to go way before they were getting ready to kill Timothy McVeigh. And I confronted the man about it. And I said, are you going to wait until they kill him for you to release his your report? And he says, well, it's not quite ready yet. And I had inside knowledge from a couple of his people that, in fact, that it was ready and ready to go. Now, that could have had a bearing on the case. Well, one could only hope that it would, because from what we understand, Mr. McVeigh may not even be dead. Last seen in England after his supposed execution, he was seen still breathing as they wheeled him out of the execution chamber at the federal facility. So it very well may be that Mr. McVeigh is still alive and well, in which case, I guess Mr. Key's 500-page report that he didn't release until after they supposedly killed him would be of some benefit. But I see Charles Key calling on Congress to do another cover-up job on Oklahoma City. Oh, that's right. Let's have congressional hearings on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, I don't know if Mr. Keyes, to be fair to him, I don't know if he's so plugged into the matrix that that's the only thing he knows what to do. And I was thinking about this, you know, what else do you do? Do you bring lawsuits? Well, the lawsuits would end up in a federal court in which a federal judge could reject them out of hand, wouldn't hear the cases. So if you don't get your case into a federal court to be heard, it goes nowhere. So we have a little dilemma here, folks. We have the fox guarding the hen house. And will we ever know the truth on it? Well, we'll see. If enough people get together and say, you know what? You know, this is wrong. And we want it done and done correctly. Coming up on this program today, Dr. Kelly's death, a vile cover-up in the UK, the reason why England joined us in the Iraq debacle. FBI tells 9/11 rescue worker to shut up over finding airplane black boxes. Much more information and news coming your way. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin. You may have heard me talk about how I got my life back after a heart attack. Since then, I have shared Cartavite, a garlic and cayenne mixture, with many others. Listen to what some people have to say.
Like, I couldn't walk from my yard to go up to the corner. That's not even a half a kilometer. And I get about halfway there, and I have to go back because my legs are getting too sore already. Now I walk there, and I walk to the other end of the road, and I come back, and my legs still aren't sore.
I've taken stuff. I got a whole window of pills here, but I wasn't on that thing a week. And I could just, like, you just know sometimes you sit with your legs crossed and your foot goes to sleep, and then you can feel it coming back. Well, that's just how this thing is operating. I can feel the feeling coming back in my feet.
To join the thousands already benefiting from Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit cartavite.us for more information.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, this is somewhat breaking news, so we'll cover this one. Cardinal Ratzinger is the new Pope in Rome, ladies and gentlemen. I guess the smoke finally blew white and the bells went off. They've got some very strange procedures, let's just call them. That's not what I called them when I was in Catholic school. The new Pope, Joseph Ratzinger, he's from Germany, and one person put it to me, is this the one that was connected to the Nazis? I do not know that, so I can't comment on that. But in the Italian newspaper, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger slammed the UN's proposal for a new world order, targeting for special criticism of the UN's goal on depopulation. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what the UN goal is depopulation is, it's 75% of the Earth's population is gone. So they can manage the Earth and its people and its resources better. Okay? You know the Catholics' position on this. Go forth and multiply. You know? And I guess that's why Cardinal Ratzinger was in opposition of the UN goals of depopulation. But this guy goes off the track. I don't know. Maybe he's been cloistered too long. The cardinal prefect of the congregation, let me get this right, for the doctrine of the faith, noted that the philosophy coming from recent UN conferences and the Millennium Summit proposes strategies to reduce the number of guests at the table of humanity so that the presumed happiness we have attained will not be affected. Now, he criticized this philosophy for not being concerned with the care of those who are no longer productive or who can no longer hope for a determined quality of life. Cardinal Ratzinger noted that at the base of this New World Order is the ideology of women's empowerment, which erroneously sees the principal obstacles to a woman's fulfillment as the family and maternity. The Cardinal advised that at this stage of the development of the new image of the New World, Christians, and not just them, but in any case, they even more than others have a duty to protest. Well, the social engineering, absolutely. It is about control, ladies and gentlemen. You attain control once you smash anything that preserves family. Now, with that, I will agree. But I don't believe this is at the core of the UN's agenda, okay? I think the good cardinal, once maybe becoming pope, one could only hope that he wises up to all of the UN's agenda. You know, I think more importantly on my to-do list, and I'm not discounting what the cardinal or the new pope is saying here, because we know that at the core of this, to control a country, yeah, you can control their economy by the issuance of the currency. But to control the people, you control the families. Now, I'm not going to disagree with that, but there are a few other things that would be a little higher on my priority target list than just that. Now, I've talked about the Equal Rights Amendments before. I've talked about women's rights before. I've talked about a lot of that on this program before, much to the chagrin to a lot of female listeners, and for that I apologize that you're upset. But this is the gun, ladies and gentlemen. This is the assemblage. This is the mechanism that they are going to use to enforce the New World Order. These are going to be the hired guns, the coalition of forces, if you will. And in my mind, a guy that's got a gun pointed at my face is a notch priority above somebody destroying or trying to destroy the family. You know, this is being done in so many ways that just to target that one issue and say, yeah, this is the basis of the New World Order, is either naive or he's misinformed, or maybe he hasn't had enough time to study the problem. But to the 1 billion faithful out there, I would have hoped this guy would have got it right. Because a pope that has the ears of literally a billion people on the face of this earth, you think that he would get it right. But again, folks, what is true today is not true tomorrow, and what was true yesterday is not necessarily true today. And it all changes. Ah, shifting sands. So anyhow, you Catholics out there, you got your new pope. I just hope he doesn't turn out to be a Nazi collaborator. One thing that I wanted to do on today's program, and this is April 19th, this is 12 years after the most horrendous killing, I guess you can call them the killing fields, in Waco, Texas, on April 19th, 1993. The siege started 51 days before that, but everybody remembers April 19th because that's the day the feds walked in there and just about killed everybody there. The adults that survived Waco, well, people like Clive Doyle, they couldn't necessarily put him in jail. He was one of the survivors. He had too big of a story to tell. But the other ones, they silenced and sent to prison. But there are 17 children that have been dead for some 12 years, never to laugh, never to cry, never to watch a flower grow, never to breathe air, never to be around their parents again. At the hands of our federal government, 17 children were murdered. And, well, I guess to some, that's just old history. But today, I will remember those 17 children. And here are their names. Lisa Martin, she was 13. Rachel Sylvia, she was 12. Joseph Martinez, 8. Crystal Martinez, she was 3. Audrey Martinez was 13. Chanel Andrade was 1. Star Koresh was 6 years old. Dalen Gent was 3 years old. Mariana Schneider was 2. Serenity Jones was 4 years old. Little One Jones was 2 years old. Sheila Martin Jr. was 15. Hollywood Sylvia was 1 year old. Abigail Martinez, 11. Isaiah Martinez, 4. Melissa Morrison was 6 years old. Cyrus Koresh was 8 years old. Lane Koresh was 2. Paige Gent was 1 year old. Startle Summers was 1 year old. And Chica Jones was 2 years old. 12 years ago today, folks, 17 kids in front of a national audience was burned to death by the United States government. And they did a fine job of covering it up. And the government's been covering up their crimes and their involvement in crimes for many, many years. And I've heard the gamut of excuses as to why. One of the lamest that I've ever heard is, well, yeah, the government makes mistakes, and a lot of times they can't own up to it because people might lose faith in the government. Well, I don't know what pollster is out there right now, but I don't know anybody that has any faith in the United States government anymore, even to tell the truth on any given issue. I mean, literally. When their lips are moving, assume automatically that they're lying. It is a sad day in this country, folks. Things like this happen. But what is even worse, once it happens, the heads don't roll that are responsible for it. The liars and the disinformers, I should say, that are responsible for spinning the tales and a lot of times covering the truth, they're not brought to justice. And it sets the stage for another repeat. Because burned and etched into people's memory in this country, and they would forgive, maybe, forget, more than likely. You know, that's what the 10th anniversary was about today in Oklahoma City. And the news medias were all over it. Thank gosh, they you know, for a couple of days, they did the Pope watch in Rome. Boy, that took up valuable airtime. So they don't have to report on what's really going on. And, of course, today, it's the remembrance and all the chairs out there. Well, there are people up in Oklahoma City that were there that day, that know more of the truth than you and I will ever know. And they've been harassed, intimidated. Some of them have been killed in order to silence them or anybody stepping forth to criticize the government. You know, we got to send out those abject lessons, folks. You know, we got to do that to keep everybody in line. The problem is, yeah, we have a dishonest government. We have liars and chiefs. We've got panderers and people that have been blackmailed and a host of other things involved in homosexual rings and child pornography and all the dirtiest garbage that you could possibly imagine. Yes, our nation's leaders are all involved in it. And isn't that wonderful? But it's not here in this country, ladies and gentlemen, around the world. See, the globalists are installing the people that they want to run the respective corporations so they can do business more readily. That's been the hopes and the aims and the plans all these years. And we say, oh, that'll never happen. Well, just take a look at the European Union. That's half of the planet right there. And George Bush's job, the ascended king in this country, that in my estimation should be brought to trial for treason against this country. And you know the penalty for treason. Firing squad, ladies and gentlemen. Him and his predecessors, Billy Clinton, part of the Bush crime family itself. Oh, they were on opposite sides of the fence, were they? Well, you don't know squat if you don't know that. Feds free 1 million illegals. Judge sentences woman accused of making anti-Semitic comments. Oh, yes, hate crimes are on the books here. House insanity, H.R. 1528. Mr. Sensenbrenner says the Fed's going to give you 5 years in a federal prison for passing a joint to somebody that was convicted of a drug crime, just to keep us all safe.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
988-6833. Now, so much good news going on today, I just don't know where to start. I'll tell you what. Let's take Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, you're on the air.
Yes. How's it going?
What's on your mind today, Jeff?
Yes, sir. As far as the Oklahoma City bombing is concerned, you ever read the book by Craig Roberts, The Medusa File?
I've read parts of it.
Yeah, read Chapter 32. It's actually very enlightening because there is an Iraqi connection in this. There's an Iraqi cell group that was here in America at the time that this happened, and all that Timothy McVeigh was a patsy in this whole deal.
Well, and I'm not sure that it was even Iraqis. Now, what they have said just recently is, remember all the cameras that we talked about that were at the bank across the street and all these tapes that would have proven that Mr. McVeigh was either A, the driver of that Ryder truck, or involved. Now, I still don't know how they placed Timothy McVeigh at the scene of the crime in that Ryder truck when the video images that they say that they had would have proved that that was him in the Ryder truck. And there was also might have been somebody else there, and I'd heard the same thing that you just echoed, that it might have been somebody from Middle Eastern descent, maybe Iraqis. Maybe it was part of the Republican Guard that was led into this country by Bill Clinton. Who knows? But the point of it is that they said that, well, It's been 10 years, so we feel safe in now releasing some of these tapes. You won't see all of them.
You're right. This will be just like the JFK assassination. But I will say this as a gold sealed fact, which is every time we go to war with one of these countries like Iraq, we always bring back more people from those countries, and you get a lot of bad people that come in with the load. And it seems like this country is using the Muslims and other people as the modern day brown shirts to bring about Nazism in America, and the foreign UN troops are going to be the black shirts.
Well, and this, you know, and I don't understand this. I hear a lot of other radio talk show hosts getting involved in stuff that I have to sit and I have to scratch my head over. Because in this country, we're facing the free trade area of Americas. This is the mirror to the European Union. Now, I can't think of anything. I mean, here's the big fat, you gotta love me, New World Order plopping itself right down here in North America, and nobody's talking about it.
You are so right about that. You are so right. This is happening in our backyard over our borders. I have a friend of mine who's in the Minuteman Project. You have hit the nail right on the head that this stuff is happening in the free trade of America. This is a smoking gun, as I've been talked about.
I mean, I don't want to, I won't name names, but I know most of the supposed good talk show hosts out there, and I've been listening very intently. And yes, they're still putting out good information, but here's this big fat elephant sitting in their living room, and they're craning their necks to try to see around it.
You are absolutely right, because the John Birch Society is talking about the free trade of the Americas, but that's about it. There's very few groups, there are very few mainstream talk show hosts that are really getting into this, and this is going to bite us because it's going to open up our country for more illegals, and one of these days, bombings are going to happen, and martial law will be in place.
I remember in 1992, when NAFTA was passed, somebody that should have known better came walking up to me and said, gee, this NAFTA sounds pretty serious. You think we should have paid more attention to it? And my answer was just in my return look. I mean, that was a rhetorical question that need not be asked of me. And the look I guess I gave the guy, he just responded, well, I have your answer. You know, we keep railing against the globalists, the New World Order, the control, all the bad things that are happening. And here is this monster getting ready to, you know, I mean, it's like a bad B Japanese movie where some sea creature stomples its entire country.
You are so right. And when NAFTA was being proposed, I'm talking about the mainstream talk show hosts were saying how wonderful this was. This would open up trade.
Oh, yeah. Well, and at least the talk show host on our side of the fence at least had the wherewithal to talk about NAFTA and GATT and how, and it was the precursor to the formation of world government. You know, but I sit around and I read stuff like this new pope that they got, and says, well, what's really at the agenda of the New World Order is equal rights for women. I'm like, are these people insane? Has the ship left and they're still standing on the dock?
Amen, and I agree with that. And then you got a bigger problem called the World Trade Organization, which is a sovereignty-crushing organization, and that's not even being talked about. Because, you see, you know what it is? These mainstream guys, and it's like one talk show host calls them hush bimbo, they're not even talking about this,
no.
And that is scary.
And won't. You know, I'm looking at financial news. You know, I watched the stock market last week, 3 days in a row, keep taking hits. And it should have been because, well, the dollar is worth nothing. People around the planet are dropping the dollar. The dollar's not worth anything here. We've lost millions of jobs that'll never be recovered because that's part and parcel of the plan to empty the wealth out of America. And I sit and I watch this stuff. And for these mainstream radio talk show hosts to have their head so far in a dark, dank place someplace and not even talk about it, and then rail against those that do as being some kind of conspiracy theorist, makes me sick.
I agree.
Thanks for your call, Jeff.
No problem.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. What would you give to have a product that could help you feel, look, and perform as though you were years younger? A product with all natural herbs, vitamins, and nutrients, ingredients known to play key roles in energy production, mental function, stress reduction, and healthy aging. Well, Ageless Extra has the antioxidant power of more than 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. It's a great-tasting formula that comes in concentrate or in ready-to-drink bottles. Ageless Extra helps to support immunity and vitality, helps reduce the inflammation associated with aging, and helps enhance memory, mental clarity, and focus. Ageless Extra also helps to increase mobility and joint flexibility. Call today 1-877-605-9200 and try Ageless Extra with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's 877-605-9200. You'll find a link to our website at rbnlive.com. Operated by Independent Oasis Associates.
To the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
And I'm going to take one more call, and then I'm not going to take any calls because I got a ton of news I want to go through here. GM, this is a happy company I was involved with some, 20 years ago. Folks, they are just above, now get this, one notch above junk bond status. Now, everybody has taken a hit. GM made all of its profits last year off of SUVs. This year, and I told people this is going to happen, I'm seeing SUVs going up for sale all over the place, parked in everybody's driveways and whatever else. And I guarantee you they're not selling off their car privately to go buy another SUV because, you know, there is a certain unspoken wisdom about the American people. They can smell rancid cheese when they can smell it. And I think they already got it. The gas prices aren't coming down. You know, there's no reason for them to be at the level they're at right now. And the only indication I saw from the globalist side was Henry Kissinger on the PBS talk show with none other than Deadeye Dick Charlie Rose, that he brings up all the globalists and let them spew whatever they want to spew. And, you know, how many talking heads can get Henry Kissinger on for, you know, a little late-night jib-jab? But Kissinger says that, oh, well, the oil is running out all over the planet. Oh, it's just running out. Well, And he used to be one of our Secretary of States. Okay? And this guy knows better. But yet, there he is up there just pumping the... it's a scarce resource. He didn't come out and say the reason why the gas prices are in this country the way they are is because of scant oil supplies. No, because we know there's oil in the ground. And we know these companies that are producing this product, refining it and selling it to the public, they have these very same people have the marketing arm to come out with new and different and better products. They got their marketing arm already in place, but they're not doing it. They're getting paid off right now, folks. Paid off big time. And everybody is doing some profit taking because, you know what? I think they smell it around the globe. We're heading for a major crash. And you're seeing a bunch of profits being taken. Everybody's ripping everybody else off for every last dime that they can get. But, you know, when we're covering the Pope in Rome, his death, and we're covering the Oklahoma City thing 10 years later, you know, there's real no airtime to do stories about fossil fuels in this country and why the prices are the way they are. We don't have time to deal with that. And I don't know, folks, if you're getting this message here, but high fuel costs affects everybody in this country. I don't care if you're putting gas in your car to go to work. I don't care if you work for a company that's in the business of transportation. I don't care if you're connected with the airline industry. Everything moves by rail or by truck or by air. And higher fuel cost rolls down to higher prices. Higher prices when the economy is not so sterling and people don't have a lot of money is not a good thing. And it is almost as if we created this chaos and now we don't even want to comment on it. Because there is nothing plausible that we can even say at this point that we can even bamboozle one stupid guy with two brain cells in Cincinnati that can't talk to each other because he's too whacked out on drugs or alcohol. They're not even going to bother pandering to the lowest denomination of people in this country. They're not even going to try it. Out of Washington, D.C., on the high oil prices, the words, Mom. Oh, we've got bigger fish to fry. Yeah, we got terrorism to look at. Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm. The terrorists I see, folks, are the corporate raiders. The terrorist I see is the government that's in bed with the corporate raiders. That's what I see. John in Florida, you'll be my last call for a while, and then I got to go straight to news.
Hello, John.
Yes.
Thanks for getting me in.
Yeah.
You say the truth.
Well, I'm just
you sure do.
I'm just a, you know, it's April 19th today. You know,
yeah.
I'm seeing them put up the new Holy Pope there in Rome. I'm seeing a lot of different things. I'm seeing things that should be being done and at least talked about right now, and I'm not seeing
it. Well, I'm glad you mentioned Waco because it hasn't been mentioned at all in any of the major media.
Well, it's only the 12-year anniversary. Wait for another 8 years, and they'll do a 20th anniversary special
sure.
on it. That after most of the people who are involved in it are either too senile or dead to even talk about it.
Well, many people have their head in the sand like the ostrich, and they have failed to realize by all of the examples that I'd say would hit them in the head over the last decade that an evil cabal is running things, an evil criminal cabal, you know?
And where, you know, and this is the big thing that John... I am totally at a loss as to how the American people can watch their currency be debauched, can watch themselves being taxed out of existence, to watch the criminal cabal, the corporate raiders, day after day do their thing, watch the criminals in Washington, D.C. do their thing day after day after day, and they're remaining silent.
Well, they tell us they love us, you know.
Huh?
Hey, why I called?
Yes.
About Timothy McVeigh and the Oklahoma incident. You know, I'm sure you're well aware of it. How about that photograph that was in Soldier Fortune magazine of somebody, the spitting image of Timothy McVeigh, who was a federal agent going into a courtroom? How come that person has never surfaced? You know, isn't it kind of odd?
Well, I got three different reports from three different sources, and they weren't citing the same source, that Timothy McVeigh was in England having plastic surgery done.
Yeah.
Now, but, you know, it's like the old thing. You can't prove a negative. You know, I mentioned the story, and I told folks, look, we can't corroborate this, but I have this from three different sources. You know, I'll tell you, John, I'm going to tell you what the key is to this whole thing. And I've said this, and I've said this, and I've said this, and I've said it over and over. I'm so sick of hearing myself say it, I don't even want to be on the air anymore. I don't want to be on the air anymore talking to a bunch of people that won't get up off their leaden butt sides to do anything about it. They won't talk to their family. They won't talk to their neighbor, or they won't get involved. They're just sitting back and doing nothing. And it aggravates the hell out of me, because I know that there is one key to the problems we're having here in this country right now. It's not the silver bullet, but an informed mass of people cannot be herded and shepherded into internment camps.
Mm-hmm.
They can't be jailed for following their God or their Constitution. They can't be messed with, because there's more of them than there are of the bad guys.
And
I know this.
Yeah, and you know, John, some of them are even so coward that they won't even turn the radio up loud enough to let the people across the street hear it.
No, I'll say a lot of the cowards out there have turned the radio broadcast off, mine and many others, because they're tired of hearing the bad news. They're tired of hearing the bad news, but they've not gotten involved to improve our situation here in our own country.
Well,
because once this country winks out and it's gone, freedom on this globe is gone forever.
Yeah, and they're not smart enough to think about how it must grate on you.
They don't care about me.
You're like a voice in the wilderness.
They don't care about me, because there'll be some other schmuck that'll come in right behind me and fill up the airwaves.
And they want happy things also.
They want happy and peaceful thoughts.
Right, smiley faces.
Well,
you know.
And you know, if I got something to be happy about and smiley about, I'm certainly going to pass it along. But right now, I'm not real optimistic, because I see the one key. The key to the kingdom, to the castle, the solution to the problem. The people aren't doing it. They are not doing it. And we got other people that are supposedly on our side off doing silly, maniacal things that have absolutely no bearing on stopping these globalists here and now, right on our own soil, right on this, right. We got the United Nations sitting up there.
Right.
The only politician I've heard about getting the UN off of UN soil and getting the U.S. out of the UN has been Ron Paul. But this guy is up there, he might as well be throwing snowballs in the Sahara Desert, because he has no support in Washington, D.C.
Many people don't even know who he is unless you're down here and listening to alternative radio.
I told him over a year ago, I said, Ron, you want to make a difference, come back to your home state and run for governor. No, this Kay Bailey Hutchinson broad,
and I'll
use that term because she is a snake, she's probably going to be the next governor of Texas. And she is well schooled in the ways of Washington, D.C., and she's going to bring that right back here to Texas.
Yeah, and many of them use it as a platform to get into, let's say, the presidency or other places.
Well, and these creatures, they seek their own level. Al Gore is up for the Bill Clinton's up for the head of the UN, and Al Gore is going after the mayorship of New York City.
Oh, I saw Clinton today. They gave him a standing ovation when he delivered his, like, you know.
Yeah, Mr. Cokehead. Mr. Cokehead criminal cabal with the Bush regime. Yeah. Standing ovations. You see, that's part of my complaint here, John. If we were doing our civic duties, if we were doing what was important for this country to make sure that we survive and that our children survive and have at least a glimmer of hope, of not being some subjugated slave.
You know, the beast is like that creature in that great science fiction movie. I believe it's Lost Planet.
Yep.
With Walter Pidgeon and, who's that other guy that played in the funny movies?
I don't know.
It grows off of, like, you know, evil. And we got to stop feeding the beast.
Well, but here's the problem. The people that know what they're seeing as evil, they're dumbing up. They're not. And the other people that don't know what evil is, hell, they just don't know.
Yep, they got their heads in the sand.
Well, yeah. John, thanks for your call.
A pleasure talking to you, John.
All righty, sir. I'll probably see my name on web blogs. Why is John so upset? Well, because, you damn fools, we're losing our country, and we don't seem to know what to do about it. At least I have had one person that has the wherewithal to maybe bring some money into this network so we can start putting that message out nationwide. And then on our squirrely little friends that, well, can find a million different reasons for not getting involved, will then find the courage once there's 50 million of us for them to come out of the shadows and backslap and, yes, death to the New World Order. Yeah, yeah. No, we need you now. Otherwise, just stay in the shadows, okay? Remain mute. Dummy up the way you have been. You know, anybody that has listened to me for any number of years on the air knows when I get upset, it's not because I'm trying to sell a video. It's not because I am trying to do anything else. I just get upset because I see this wonderful child we have, and it's still in its infancy. Folks, if you look around the planet, I mean, France is a socialist country, but you know what? France is still around. We've only been here for, what, 235 years? We created the best government and the happiest people on the face of the planet. I mean, streets paved with gold. 235 years, and this experiment's going right down the tubes. Have you been noticing? But people won't even go after the people that are supposedly the good people and put the pressure on them, say, look, clown, either start speaking the truth or shut up and go away. And I don't care if it's the preachers in the pulpits. I don't care if it's politicians of whatever rank that for whatever justifiable reason in their own little minds that it's better to shut up and go along than to stand up and speak out. But I'm still waiting for the day, folks, and I'm trying to, God, it may be impossible. Maybe I'm beating my head up against a brick wall here. To have avenues for programming that for once in people's lives they can hear what is going on. And more importantly, the reasons behind it. Don't the American people deserve that? Wouldn't you deserve it if you did not know what was going on? Wouldn't you be mad if your neighbor knew all along, didn't bother knocking on your door and saying, hey, Fred, you know, I got to tell you this. You know, I always hear about the people that get angry because you try to talk to your neighbors and they just don't want to hear it. I want to hear from the people that found out one day and come to find out, oh, yeah, their neighbor's known that for years. Well, he's never talked to me about it. Why? Because you're afraid of being rejected? You know, folks, I live in a neighborhood, but I don't care if I'm friends with my neighbors or not. And the reason being is because my entire life is about bringing the information to the American people. I will talk to my neighbors. If they reject me out of hand, fine. That's fine with me. I don't have to be good buds and pals. I could care if you're living in the house next to me or you weren't. I could care if there was a house next to me or there wasn't. Because it's just space occupied by something that does not matter. If you're not involved in this fight, if you are a bystander, you are not only aiding and abetting, and you know better, you're aiding and abetting what is going on in this country now, and I swear, I hope, that by having this knowledge and doing nothing, you will burn in hell for the rest of eternity. How's that one? There is going to be so much pain and sorrow and anguish and death and destruction at the hands of these evildoers. You're going to be hoping that your worst you're going to be hoping that your imagined worst case scenario, you're going to find out it's not one tenth as bad as you thought it was going to be. You know, does anybody in this country really shed a tear when a third world nation goes through its toll mart and you know, a bunch of people are killed? You know, do we care? Well, some might say that, well, we're the bourgeois, and we really don't have any compassion for our fellow men. Well, they don't even care what's happening in this country. Shed a tear about some people dying in a backwater third world country? You don't even care what's happening to your own country here. And you call yourself an American. What is it to be an American? Why is that so good? We'll get into the news. I will forego any further rant here, folks, but I'll tell you what. If I didn't vent this every once in a while, I would have been off the radio years ago. Years ago. Hoping, maybe beyond hope, that there might be another John Statmiller out there, that one guy found me one day, picked me up, brushed me off, set me on the right track. Maybe I have the opportunity to do that for somebody else. Who knows? History will tell.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly-absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
It's hard to find in the morning. Second hour of the National Intel Report, and I'm sure you people in eastern Ohio are happy. Shortwave hole of the earth that it is, that are now able to get to 7465. But keep in mind, I've gotten the phone calls from people that used to hear me loud and clear on 9985 that, well, don't hear the program anymore. So for those that can hear it anymore, be happy for those that can. For those that now can hear it, whatever, for the ones that can't. Can't please everybody all the time, but you can please mom. FBI tells 9/11 rescue worker to shut up over finding airplane black boxes. Story by Greg Szymanski, which I've had on this program numerous times. Two Crown Zero workers go public about finding cockpit and flight data recorders from Flight 11 and 175. Government claims black boxes from the doomed 9/11 flights were never found. 9/11 Commission ignores information and fails to interview rescue workers. A 9/11 rescue worker said this week he was told by FBI agents to keep his mouth shut about one of the black boxes found at Ground Zero, contradicting the official story that none of the flight and cockpit data recorders were ever recovered in the WTC wreckage. Now keep in mind, folks, we found a passport unsinged on the ground at Ground Zero. Yeah. But we didn't find the black box. It's basically indestructible. Honorary firefighter Mike Ballone claims he was approached by unknown bureau agents a short time after he and his partner Nicholas DeMassi, a retired New York firefighter, found three of the four black boxes among the WTC rubble before January of 2002. The pair first claimed to find the data recorders in the August 2003 book entitled Behind the Scene, Ground Zero, when DeMassi said the black boxes were found while he traversed Ground Zero in his ATV with three federal agents. FBI and New York fire officials have denied ever finding the voice and data recorders. Now, Ballone claims agents were adamant about keeping the discovery a secret. They confronted me and told me not to say anything, recalls Ballone, referring to one of the three reddish-orange boxes with two white stripes he saw in the back of DeMassi's ATV. I said, give me a good reason. When they couldn't, I told them I wouldn't shut up about it. Why should I? I have nothing to hide and nothing to gain. It's the truth, Nick. And I'm sorry, Nick and I are sticking to our story, as we always have. Ballone said he and DeMassi were not the only 9/11 rescue workers to see the black boxes. He said there were several other witnesses and knows firsthand they had been silenced by federal agents. I know two or three others saw what went down, but they're not talking, added Ballone. They got to those guys after they talked to me. The only reason I can figure they're trying to hide the truth is that the government knows it's screwed up and the recorders would prove it. Asked to give names or other witnesses, he said he wouldn't break a fellow worker's confidence, privacy, and firm desire to remain anonymous. I can tell you this, though. It was all very strange. I worked on the Spaceship Columbia cleanup, and you know when something important is found and when something is not, he recalled, saying the day the black boxes were secretly carted away, agents acted like something big was going down. Ballone also recalled never learning the FBI names as this type of personal contact and information wasn't exchanged between the civilian workers and government officials working side by side at Ground Zero. No, folks, they just show up in a little black ski mask when they want to steal something from you. You know, terrorists are people that wear ski masks, folks. Terrorists are the ones that want to remain anonymous, that don't give their names. And you want an example of that? Call up an FBI office and ask them who you're talking to. They won't tell you. Oh, it's just, you know, it's all plausible deniability. So much can fall through the cracks when nobody really knows who's talking to anybody anymore. I'll finish this, the balance of the story on the other side. I'll get into feds free 1 million illegals. Judge sentences woman accused of making anti-Semitic comments. Border Patrol Union supports Minutemen. And what happened in England? Dr. Kelly's death. It's a vile cover-up in the UK. We'll be right back.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.